GTL News Podcast, God's Timeline. Welcome to our Prophecy Podcast, where we explore events of the past, present, and future. It's time to exterminate and expose misinformation and reveal the truth. We will discuss how ancient predictions relate to current events of our day. Timothy Thompson, a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, becomes a prophecy expert after 50 years of dedication. He aims to share his incredible knowledge and wisdom, a remarkable teacher. Shouldn't we understand prophecy if it's given by God? And now, presenting your host, Timothy Thompson.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Timothy Ray Thompson, and this is September the 27th, 2024, and welcome. This is a unique podcast. You know, the first podcast was about no one knows the day or the hour, and you learn that Jesus Christ was resurrected. And when he was resurrected, we understood at that point that he was given the book sealed with seven seals. And Jesus Christ knows the day of the hour now because he earned that right through his resurrection and dying on a cross for our sins. And then we did talk a little bit about last week about that there are eight kings that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. And we learned that by reading Revelation chapter 17. So feel free to check out the previous podcasts and you'll find some amazing things. Daniel's chapter 8 verse 5. So we're going to focus on this scripture. And this scripture has to do with our day. It has to do with Trump, Biden, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. And it just sets yourself up for major, major war that the United States will go to war with Iran and Turkey. But this is interesting because we're reading verse 5. And I will let you listen to the program that I prepared for you. So welcome, and here it is. The scriptures. I noticed something when I was on YouTube just yesterday that only proves that what I'm sharing with you is the absolute truth. Now, it's hard from time to time to understand how things will unfold because I have the big picture. But what I don't have is you have to fill in the details. It will come together and Trump will be the president. Donald Trump, he wants to save America, wants to bring back the values of Jesus Christ, wants us to lower our taxes. He's made a lot of promises, and considering 4 years ago, he did a pretty good job and made a lot of changes, and things were better for us. But what I did want to share with you is what I came across yesterday watching YouTube on Gutfield. Donald Trump said something that was right out of the scriptures. Trump said he's the GOAT. Well, a light bulb went off on me because that's exactly what Daniel said 2,600 years ago. Open up to Daniel's chapter 8, verse 5, and I'm going to break it down. I'm going to read the scripture in its entirety, and then I'm going to break it down for you. It says, "And as I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth, and touched not the ground. And the goat had a noticeable horn between his eyes." Now, we just covered this last week, so you may want to check out podcast 003. But let me tell you, I'm going to break it down, okay? Daniel's chapter 8, verse 5. "And as I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the west." He-goat represents Donald Trump, and it also represents the United States, okay? The United States came from the west. Well, if you're talking about the Persia area in Israel, then from their perspective, the United States is from the west. From the west, on the face of the whole earth. Does a light bulb go off on you on that one? Because the United States is from the West, and we are involved, and the United States is involved in so much of the entire world throughout the decades and years. But the United States, the He-Goat, came from the West on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground. What this is telling us, that there is going to be a war, and it's not going to be a ground war, you know, where we're fighting on the ground. It's going to be from military's equipment, mainly from the sky. And the goat had a noticeable horn between his eyes. Now, when it says, and the goat had a noticeable horn between his eyes, an attempted assassination happened with him. So far, there's been two attempts on his life. God wants Donald Trump to be the president, but this isn't going to go well. Trump is going to become president, but in future scriptures, we learn that the United States is also going to be divided into four territories with four leaders. So I believe, from what I read in the scriptures, that Donald Trump is going to be the first of four presidents, four leaders, and the United States is divided into four countries. And that is something that I will cover in the future, but I don't want to get too sidetracked here. So did you understand what I just shared with you? And as there again, Daniel 8:5, it says, and as I was considering, behold, Donald Trump from the United States came from the West on the whole face of the earth and touched not the ground. And Donald Trump had a noticeable horn between his eyes. I just read that, what I would call a translation. And I'll read it again. You're definitely welcome to read Daniel chapter 8, verse 5. Read it over and over until it makes sense to you. And we will cover other scriptures in more detail as well. Again, I'll read it without the translation, and then I'll translate it for you. And as I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the West on the whole face of the earth and touched not the ground, and the goat had a noticeable horn between his eyes. Now, I will read Daniel 8:5, translate it. And as I was considering, behold, Donald Trump came from the West, the United States, on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground, and the goat had a noticeable horn. A horn is a leader, a noticeable leader between his eyes. Well, we know that the Democratic Party, Biden, Harris, and the whole entire corruption from the Democratic Party, they're trying to stop Donald Trump. Why are they trying to stop Donald Trump? Because we're living in the end of days, and the Antichrist wants to come to power. He wants control. He wants to stop Jesus Christ from doing any good, and Donald Trump wants to save America. The only thing between the total takeover of the entire world, where Satan can bring in the mark of the beast, right now the only thing is stopping is the United States and Donald Trump. The news media is going after Trump and trying to make him look like a bad person. But we know that nobody is perfect. But Trump is the man. He is been brought up to become the leader for our particular time. It's a shame. I know that Trump will win and we need to vote for him. But at the same time, we know how it's going to end. I'm giving you that information, and I will continue to give you that information in future podcasts, that Trump will win, but the United States will go to war with Iran and Turkey, as I covered in the past couple podcasts. And as we go to war with Iran and Turkey, the United States will kill the leaders of Iran and Turkey. And then the United States will be divided up into four territories with four leaders, being that I believe that it looks like Trump will be the first of four presidents. I'm talking about four leaders at the same time, not one after another, because the United States will basically collapse. This is amazing information. Read Daniel 8:5 and study it. Read it over and over. So that is the information I wanted to share with you. But now, this is Donald Trump calling himself a goat. And remember, I just shared with you Daniel chapter 8:5, where it says, and I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the West. And Donald Trump is the goat, and he is the he-goat. he GOAT being also the United States, and the GOAT is Donald Trump. So here we go. I'm going to play that clip and enjoy it, because it's just another piece of the puzzle that, listening to GTL.news, I'm here to give you the truth. And there'll be things that I share with you that will be mind-boggling. It is fitting. It fits. Daniel saw our day and had a vision. So enjoy the clip.
How did you get him to see the top of your ear?
Well, I sat in a low chair.
Okay, thank you.
But you know what? It was true. And I took the bandages off very carefully. Yeah. And I showed him. He said, "That's nasty."
Yes,
that was nasty. But
I kind of wanted to touch it, but I knew I would have been tackled. And I would have enjoyed it. But it's interesting to see the response to this second attempt. Every time you're under a bigger threat, the media still blames you even more.
Yeah,
it's almost as though they don't see their own role in this. What do you make? Have you just basically accepted this as a fact?
I think so. Yeah. Look, the media is extremely dishonest, extremely corrupt. Actually, look at the debate. I walked off. I said, "That's the debate." You know, they said I'm the GOAT in debates, because I had a lot of debates and I became president. And the GOAT means greatest of all time. He's the GOAT. But what a great stage. And I walked off that stage and I thought I had the best debate. And I was very unfairly treated by the anchor. Mm-hmm. I'm not fans of those guys anymore. And his hair was better 5 years ago than it is now. Okay. That happens. That happens with the clock.
I mean, who among us?
That happens with the clock. But, you know, they came at me on everything, like crime.
Yeah.
I said, the crime is rampant. He said, crime is down. I said, crime is down? Who would think it's... Without even knowing, and I was right, the following day, DOJ announced numbers. I don't know who it was in DOJ, but somebody over there likes me. Mm-hmm. That crime is up 45%, murders up, numbers like you wouldn't even believe. And anybody would know that without even seeing charts. But it turned out to be a false attack. They attacked the word, the bloodbath. That was referring to the auto industry.
Right.
You know all these things.
Yeah.
Charlottesville was totally debunked by everybody, including Laura. Laura did a whole show on it, it's so ridiculous.
And even Snopes, which is a left-wing
site. That's right.
Site.
They even said.
Yeah.
But all of them. And they didn't correct her once. And they corrected me everything I said, practically. And I think 9 times or 11 times. And the audience was absolutely... They went crazy. And the real, I walked off, I said, that was a great debate. I loved it. You know, you got a lot of people watching. I guess we had 75 million people watching, something like that. And you have to do well. You can't do badly. For instance, Biden didn't do so well in the previous debate, because I had the two debates. I had one. We actually had two debates. You know, I had one against a man, and then they said, he's not doing well. Take him out, put in a new one. And if she doesn't do well, I wonder if they're going to take her out. Just keep putting it. Let's see if we can get it right eventually. No, but a thing like that's never happened before. It's never, you know, it's like a fighter. He knows more about fighting, but I love the fighting. We love Dana White, all those guys. Dana is great.
Well, your history in boxing is second to none.
I've more Mike Tyson fights than anybody. Yep. Mike is great, and they're all great. And they're, you know, amazing people, really. It's a very hard thing to be a fighter. Number one, you have to be able to take hundreds of shots to the face within a couple of rounds and enjoy going out for the fifth round.
Yes.
You know, there aren't a lot of guys, a lot of great...
Let me share something with you about this clip, because originally I said that Donald Trump called himself a GOAT. But actually, after listening to that clip again and again, I noticed that Donald Trump didn't really call himself a GOAT. It was the news media. It was the left. They are actually playing into the hands of what Daniel said would happen in the last days, that Donald Trump would be the GOAT. And it would be from the West, which was, you know, would be the United States. So this stuff is coming together. And in the coming weeks on my podcast, I will be sharing some amazing things that I've learned over the past several years. So do pay a close attention. When you listen to my podcast, you're getting the truth. Now, I don't know how everything is going to come together, but I only know that it's coming together. And so when I say that Donald Trump is the president, I see the evidence in the scriptures, but I don't know how it all comes together. But yes, God bless you, and thank you for paying attention to the podcast. and please do share it with others.
My goal right now is to take a moment and kind of put everything together. Okay, I'm going to read a little bit of Daniel chapter 8, and I want you to understand that verse 19 of chapter 8 of Daniel says, "It's for the end of days." It says, "And he said, Behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the nation, for the time appointed the end shall be." It's talking about our days. Chapters 8, 11, and 7 are about our day. And it's also about the time all the way up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, you also need to understand what the ram is. The ram which I saw as having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia. So the ram represents the two kings that are the two kings of Media, which is a territory which covers Turkey and Persia. And Persia today in 1935 changed their name to Iran. So when it says the ram which I saw as having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia, we're talking about Turkey and we're talking about Iran. So now what we want to do is go over to Daniel 8 and read it from the beginning. We're pretty close. We'll start about, verse 3. In verse 3 it says, "Then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and beheld, there stood before the river a ram." We know a ram is Turkey and Iran. So it says, "Behold, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns." That's the leaders of Turkey and the leaders of Iran. "And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last." And that is because Iran had a leader which is Khomeini, and that one day that would be the leader of Turkey would become more powerful in status than the leader of Iran. And that was fulfilled a few short years ago. So that's something that we can cover more about later on. But now we're going to read verse 4. And this is talking about a war, that Iran and Turkey are going to start a war. This is what this verse is. Notice it says, "I saw the ram," okay? The ram, as we know, are the leaders of Iran and Turkey. "I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward so that no beast might stand before him. Neither was there that any could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will and became great." This is going to be a powerful war. Iran and Turkey are going to start a war, and they're going to do it with victory. They're going to have success. However, things start to change, and that's where we read verse 5. "And as I was considering, behold, a he-goat," the goat is Donald Trump, "came from the west." The United States is from the west. "On the face of the whole earth." When we say the face of the whole earth, "and touch not the ground." That's a war. That's not a ground war. It's a war from warships up in the air. And so we're never having a war that's on the ground. And it says the goat had a noticeable horn between his eyes. Well, we know that Donald Trump, over the past few years, the goat is Donald Trump, right? And the horn is the Democratic Party. And so there's a war going on. And so it looks like Donald Trump will be the one that takes us to war with Iran and Turkey. And verse 6 we read, "And he came to the ram that had two horns, and which had seen standing before the river, and ran to him in the fury of his power." We go after, the United States goes after Iran and Turkey. But in verse 7 we read, "And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him." Choler means anger. "And smote the ram." Now the ram we know is Turkey and Iran. "And broke his two horns, and there was no power in the ram to stand before him. But he cast him down to the ground and stamped upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand." Now we read verse 8. "Therefore the he-goat," which is Donald Trump from the United States, "waxed very great. We had victory over Turkey and Iran. And when he was strong, the great horn was broken." Okay? "For it came up four noticeable horns. For it came up four noticeable ones towards the four winds of heaven." Let me read that again. "Therefore The he-goat waxed very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken, and for it came up four noticeable ones toward the four winds of heaven. You know what that's telling us? The United States, well, something happens to the United States, and I can't tell you what is going to happen, but we see the results that the United States is going to have four leaders. As we read verse 9, it says, "And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceedingly great toward the south, towards the east, and towards the pleasant land." And that is talking about several years into the future, that there will be four leaders in the United States. There will be, you could say, four kings or four presidents. The United States is about ready to be broken up into four different countries. And that's what we get out of verse 8 and 9. So feel free to read it and study it on your own. But what we just read was the fact that Iran and Turkey are going to start a war. The United States, the he-goat, Grisha, is going to go after Iran and Turkey and have victory. And then what's going to happen when the United States has victory? Iran, the Persia area, is going to become the North Kingdom and the South Kingdom. And then you can read about in Daniel about the North Kingdom and the South Kingdom and future wars. You can read about that in Daniel 8, Daniel 11, chapter 11. So the United States will go to war. Something happens to the United States. We are broken up. There are four leaders were become four countries. And so things were living in some very tough times. And so feel free to read Daniel's chapter 8 after you've gone over this podcast and you listen to my other podcasts, because it's necessary for you to have a better understanding. And I'm definitely going to go over more details about this chapter. And we will bring in Daniel's chapter 11 and some of Revelation as we continue to put everything together.
A GTL News Podcast, God's Timeline. Welcome to our Prophecy Podcast, where we explore events of the past, present, and future. It's time to exterminate and expose misinformation and reveal the truth. We will discuss how ancient predictions relate to current events of our day. Timothy Thompson, a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, becomes a prophecy expert after 50 years of dedication. He aims to share his incredible knowledge and wisdom, a remarkable teacher. Shouldn't we understand prophecy if it's given by God?
This has been a GTL.News podcast for September the 27th, 2024. Please share with others and let others people know about the truth of prophecy. God bless you, and I'll see you next week.